This is Mike Zimmer, head coach for the Minnesota Vikings. How you doing, Coach Zimmer?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Welcome. Good. My friend Paul Charchian, producer Joe Nelson over here. How's the combine treating you as a head coach, sir?
Very well. All the people here have been great. You know, it's an exciting time for us to get a chance to meet some of these players, and just everything's been going good. Bob Hagan's taking good care of me.
Absolutely. That's what he does. Yeah. He's been doing it for decades.
He's the best.
What about the one-month whirlwind of being a head coach? Maybe more specifically, just the scheduling of everything and everything. I wouldn't say distractions, because then you may look at me like one, but everything coming at you as fast as it does.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind from the time I walked in the door to even today. But it's been really good. You know, the hardest thing is for me right now, getting the coaches hired was a kind of a complicated deal going on there. But then you got that, and then you got a chance to have a little breather, and now it's working on the scheduling and working on what do we need to tweak with the facilities? How do we need to handle practice? And then start on with the free agency and the draft, obviously.
Yeah.
Mike, talking about bringing your staff together, you ended up keeping three members of the previous regime's staff. And I found that, you know, in most cases, coaches come in and say, well, I'm blowing everybody out and I'm bringing in my guys. I always think it's a sign of confidence in a head coach when he's willing to say, well, look at the previous administration and say, there was some real talent here that I think I want to keep. What made you decide to keep the three coaches that you did bring back?
At least three. I think you kept at least five.
Right.
And that's five, I'm sorry.
The biggest thing is when I've been doing this for a long time. So when I was going to get a job eventually, and I said, I don't want to come in there and just blow the whole thing up. You know, there's a lot of good people, lot of good coaches, a lot of guys that are very qualified, and I understand everybody has families and their kids are going to school there, and so I wanted to try to keep the best guys I could, but really it was a lot about who wanted to be there with me, because I think that's just as important as far as keeping a good nucleus of staff. They were all good guys. They were all highly recommended. I had never coached with any of them, but I felt really good about it. And I feel really good about the staff that we hired.
Do you, North Turner in particular, brings a ton of experience, both as a head coach and a longtime coordinator. How important, and we had a nice long conversation with him yesterday. How important do you feel like it was to have somebody, as you, a first-time head coach, to have somebody with that kind of experience immediately on staff?
Very, very important. I've already gone into Norv's office a few times and asked him, hey, what did you used to do on this? You know, what do you think about these situations? And it's a great resource for me to be able to have someone like that that's been a head coach three times, been a coordinator for as long as he's been. And so I'm really excited about it. He's really, really excited about the offensive coaches that we hired, too. So that's a good thing.
And an adversary of yours a couple of times last year. And when we had Norv on yesterday, I was joking around with him. You know, here's your boss. Here's the head coach. You guys went against each other a couple of times last year. How'd it work out? And he said, we split, but when he got me, he got me good. is that a fair assessment?
Norv's gotten me a lot of times over the years, too. So, in this business, it's all about the last time.
Yeah.
So, no, but Norv's great. You know, I played against him. There was one time, and I was coaching in Dallas. I believe it was on Thanksgiving Day, and he was the head coach at Miami, and he got me good. So there's plenty of times that you can get each other.
You had to scheme for the Vikings not that long ago. Tell us about what your approach was to scheme against the Vikings offense.
Well, I actually thought they were very talented offensively when we were getting ready to play them. Obviously the running back, fullback, offensive line was very good. Receivers, tight ends. Like I am every single week, I'm nervous about the opponents. And we're trying to figure out a way to take away their best players. We're trying to emphasize our strengths and take away their weaknesses.
Did it, by the way.
Sometimes those games kind of you kind of get on a roll, and that day we kind of got on a roll.
Very much so.
You know, so it really, you know, I don't worry about those kind of things. You know, we beat them by 30 points or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all about that day and how you do things. And if you play a different day, something else could happen.
Have you met wide receiver Jarius Wright yet?
I have not.
Well, that was like the lone offensive highlight of the day. Yeah. I think it was a sideline double move on Drake Kirkpatrick.
I met him that day.
I thought we were in business at that moment. Yeah, right. You met him that day as he was running into the end zone, right?
That out and up on the sideline there, I wasn't too happy about that.
Hey, Mike, with everything that's gone on with your schedule, I mean, seriously, from getting the job, hiring the staff, getting the facility squared away, going to the Arctic Blast, coming to the Combine, working with the general manager on free agency, how much chance have you had to really get in to the minutiae of what the Vikings did last year from a personnel standpoint to figure out what you like and what you don't like?
We have just started the process a little bit. And obviously, when I get a chance to do things like that, I'll sit down and I'll put a tape on and kind of evaluate not so much the scheme, but more about different players the best I can. And, you know, it's between doing that, starting to look at free agency guys, the stuff with the draft. There hasn't been a lot of time, but I have a vision of what I want this team to look like. I have a vision of how I want us to play, what kind of guys I want on this football team, and so I think as long as we keep working toward that spot, and Rick has the same vision, Rick Spielman has the same vision, which is very important. And that was part of the process when we were meeting for the interviews, us being both on the same page. But that's really what I'm trying to figure out now is how does this guy fit into my vision of the football team?
Let's talk about that vision and Adrian Peterson quickly. We're going to take a quick pause from the NFL Scouting Combine at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer is with us with Paul Charchi, and I'm Paul Allen. You're listening to The Fan. You, Mike, you mentioned vision, and it would be unfair to pin you down on what your overall vision is with what you have now, because you don't know what you have now. I mean, from the guys on this team now that may not be here next year to free agency through the draft and everything. But just philosophically speaking, what is that vision for you for the 2014 Minnesota Vikings?
Well, in general, Paul, I want to have a smart football team. I want to have a football team that's very passionate, a football team that is great competitors, that represent us on the field, represent us off the field the correct way. That's the start of the vision as far as, you know, the schematic things, like you said, will change a little bit by the pieces that we get. But at some point in time, I hope what it looks like is what I have in my mind. This year, it's hard to say yet because I haven't been on the field with any of the players. I've talked to several of them, but until I get out in the field, and my job really is to win football games. And one of the things I learned from my dad when he was coaching high school football was each year they have different players, and they went from the run and shoot to the wishbone to the I formation, and it didn't matter who the guys were. It mattered how many games they won.
Yeah.
And for me, that's the same thing. That's the thing I keep thinking about. You know, everybody says, well, you don't have this or you don't have this, but that's not what I think about. What I think about is, okay, how do we win with what we have? And so to me, that's really what coaching is. It's what we're trying to do with everything. And then hopefully we'll get the pieces that is all in the right place. And then I'll say, all right, someday I'll say, this is what I had in mind here. You know,
this is a very necessary part of the process, obviously, and you did it as defensive coordinator most recently with Cincinnati. But I'm getting the feeling what really energizes you and excites you right now, as mundane as it may seem to some, is mandatory minicamp. I mean, first of all, you got rookie camp, you get everybody in there, but you got to raise them through the process. Then you have organized team activities. Generally speaking, the Vikings have a pretty good turnout for that, despite it not being mandatory. But then mandatory minicamp, when everybody's here, it's beautiful outside, you're at Winter Park, out on the fields. That really excites you, doesn't it?
It really does excite me. The first day we start the off-season program is going to excite me. The interaction with the players, the getting to know them, to find out how they like to work, what kind of guys they are, how they like to compete. And then when I see them on the field for the first time, that's really – because now I'm going to start the more of the evaluation process. You know, it's one thing to do a drill and know how to do the drill, but it's also something about taking coaching and okay, I'm asking you to do it this way. Can you do it that way? Can you do these things in a certain way? And then seeing guys, the way they interact with one another, all those things excite me. And always about being on the field. That's the most important. You know, we can put up schemes and all the different things and watch tape and talk about, you know, this is great. But if the players can't do it, it doesn't matter how smart I am.
Mike Zimmer is the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Mike, I've repeatedly now heard you say you want to build a team that fits the abilities of the players that you've got. You kind of talk to me about balancing that versus sort of a Mike Zimmer scheme, especially defensively. You know, what you know and know works versus trying to adapt to the strengths of your players.
Well, one of the things...
Philosophically.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I do understand when I was in Dallas and Parcells became the head coach... For 2 years, he ran the 4-3 defense, and we were actually number one in the league one of the years. But the next year, we switched to a 3-4 because that was his vision, and then he was able to get his kind of guys in there that he wanted to do. I understand that it doesn't really matter as long as everybody's on the same page. For me, I want us to be, and again, it doesn't really matter if it's a 3-4 or the 4-3. I want to be an aggressive defense. I want to be an aggressive football team. I want to be, like I said before, the character things, the guys being passionate, the playing real hard, making it fun for the fans. You know, when I was in Cincinnati, you don't know how many people came up and said, man, you guys are fun to watch on defense. You know, every time I'd come out of the stadium, the police officer right there, you know, he said, I love watching you guys play on Sunday. That's what I want to do. I want our football team, when we go out and play on Sunday, I want to be one of the fans that, hey, I love to watch this group guys play.
And when we left Cincinnati at the end of the season, you guys were on your way to the playoffs, and the Vikings were on their way to a 5-10-1. And, you know, I just didn't know much about the depth of your defense until we played the game. And I left it telling analyst Pete Bursage, former coach and player, and some other people, is I was just amazed at how fearless you were to put no matter the inconspicuous name in the estimation of me in a position and have expectations. I don't care if you were undrafted or not. This is your role. You rotated safeties in the game with George Iloka, Chris Crocker, and Reggie Nelson. And I'd never seen that. Mm-hmm. You know, so is that part of what you do? You rotate them all over the place?
Well, my expectation level of the players are, if they're here, they're NFL football players, and they have a job to do, and everybody else on the team is counting on them to do their job. So when they get their opportunity, and the one thing that you do find out, Paul, is when guys get their opportunity, 90% of them step up because this is their dream. This is what they've thought about their whole entire life, is being a chance to be a starting NFL football player, to be a great player in the NFL. And a whole bunch of guys, when they get that opportunity, take advantage of it.
It's, you know, it's nice to talk about next man up, and I you know, I think everybody feels that way, but you've been able to demonstrate an ability to coach to that. Geno Atkins was lost last year. Leon Hall's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. You lost him. And, you know, maybe those are two your two best players, and yet your defense maintained at a really, really high level. So, I think it sounds nice, and every coach maybe wants to think that they can, you know, the next man up's going to come up and be just as good, but you've managed to actually implement that in your past.
Well, and... You know, and I know this sounds like coach speak, but I didn't tell them anything different than I'm telling you, is that this is what I expect, and this is what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And if they can't do it, then it's my job to figure out what they can do. How can I cover up his weaknesses along with the strengths of the opposing team that we're playing? And with the guys that you talk about, when we lost Geno Atkins, the next player was not Geno, and I knew that, you know. So we had to adjust in certain ways. When Leon Hall got hurt, Dre Kirkpatrick, who came in that ball game, gave up the touchdown pass, like you reminded me earlier.
I'm sorry, that was a rare bright moment that day.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's not the same player that Leon was, and so all right, how do I use Kirkpatrick's strengths, which are different than Leon's,
yeah,
and figure out how can we use his strengths, minimize his weaknesses, and you know, to me, that's what it's all about.
Tell us about defensive coordinator George Edwards, former linebackers coach for the Miami Dolphins, and also your son is the linebackers coach here for the Vikings. Tell us about how you expect that to work, Mike.
Well, you know, it's really amazing. All the guys that are around Adam, my son, they tell me how impressed they are with how smart he is. The players, the defensive backs that he was working with last year, tell me how great he was. He's a lot smarter than I ever was. But you know, he those PowerPoints and all those fancy things, man, he's got those things down. And
he's on Twitter. You're not.
I don't know if he's on Twitter, but and I know I'm not. But he's able to say the things. And this is part of the big thing about coaching too, is able to say the same words and mean the same thing as I am. And so that. Plus, I've been with George before. We've had a lot of the same terminology. My secondary coach when I was with Cincinnati went to Miami, and he was the defensive coordinator and used basically the same scheme that we use. So George has a very good hold on everything as far as that. And obviously, I'm going to be very involved with it too.
And to that, Mike, kind of like Sean Payton in New Orleans with him calling the offense during the game, Mike McCarthy in Green Bay and so on, do you expect to call the defense during the games, or is it too early to figure that out?
It is early to figure out. You know, Paul, one of the things I think that I've always done is I've been pretty good on game day as far as calling the game. And I'm going to see how that goes. You know, and that's why for me the preseason games are going to be very important because I get a chance to practice the things that I haven't practiced before. I get to see all the different things that happen. In both sides of the ball, the special teams, the, you know, calling the game, the penalties, talking to the officials, all the different things that the situations that come up. So those things are going to be important for me, and I'm going to try to work through those things. But in my mind, I have a plan of what I hope it goes. And then and I also, like I said, I think I know some of my strengths, you know, if that's the best thing I can do, then I'll call him on the Sundays.
Mike Zimmer, coach of the Minnesota Vikings from the Indianapolis Scouting Combine at Lucas Oil Stadium. Couple of quickies to close. Charge.
What is your top defensive priority for this team? You had a chance to look at the tape. What's the top priority on defense for this squad?
Well, you know, Paul, I think when you finish 31st and you give up the most points in the NFL.
There's many. Yes.
And so I'm not going to pigeonhole myself into that. We're looking at all the good defensive players, obviously, and hopefully we can do that. You know, the one thing when things like that happen, there's going to be some change, obviously. And I'm proof of that a little bit, but you know, the players that are there right now, they have to come out and they have to prove it that, you know, they deserve to be playing too. It's not like, all right, well, this guy, you know, he's the starter, that guy's a starter. Yeah. I have no idea. I haven't seen him do anything yet. So that's part of it. And then part of it with the, you know, with the draft is we're going to need a lot of good football players.
Third-year safety Harrison Smith will not be part of that change. How much do you know about him at this stage?
You know, I've talked about him a little bit. I've watched him. You know, obviously, I watched him when he was here at the Combine. He's another guy, you know, until I can really see what, in my mind, what he can do, what I perceive are strengths and what I perceive are weaknesses, then I really don't know.
With veteran Matt Cassel voiding his contract a couple of Fridays ago, Christian Ponder on roster, free agency in the draft ahead of you. Obviously, without sharing the company plan, what are your views on that very important spot right now?
My views are that we need a quarterback. And whether it's Matt Cassel, Ponder, someone here in the draft, someone on another team that we trade for, but obviously, it's an extremely important position, and but going back kind of what I was saying before, it's my job to figure out how to win with whoever that quarterback is.
Right.
And hopefully we get the guy that is perfect and all that, but you know, in a real world, it may not happen right away, and so we just have to keep plugging away, and we have to have different strengths, and work together as a football team.
Through all your years as a defensive coordinator, Mike, specifically recently, whether it's going against Phillip Rivers in the postseason, Ben Roethlisberger, Brandon Weeden, whomever, is there a certain kind of quarterback against whom you scheme where you're always impressed? You know, this guy, this type of guy is always the toughest to stop.
Well, you know, you can obviously say some of the great quarterbacks that are in playing in the league right now. But my feeling on quarterbacks when I was getting ready to play them was always these guys have won a lot of football games in their careers, whether it be in college or high school or in the NFL. The reason why they're here is because they're extremely talented football players. And I've always had the utmost respect for them, obviously some more than others, but they all have certain abilities, and part of my job is to figure out how we can get the most out of it. And that's part of the reason why I've got Norv with me, is because he's done a great job with these type of guys.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
best
thank
of
you.
Luck, okay?
Yeah, my pleasure.
Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, nice enough to join us for a couple of segments at the Indianapolis Scouting Combine.